I am delighted to say that I am joined from Dublin City Council by Simon Brock. And Simon, we are going to talk about something. It's like Christmas. It comes around once a year and we have the same discussion at this time of year every year. Bonfires, while they're wonderful and they're spectacular, there are inherent dangers attached to them.
Yes, Downey, you're right. I suppose we do inevitably talk about this every year, and the call every year is to avoid bonfires, minimise the extent of bonfires, and hopefully divert people away from bonfires.
And Simon, you see, it has to be, I suppose, pointed out that there are supervised events ran by Dublin City Council all over the city, and I particularly would be very familiar, we'll say, with the one that's ran in Finglas now, and it is an absolutely fantastic, family orientated, brilliant night out. The kids absolutely love it, families, the whole community buys into it, and it is a great night out, and they're the way to go, really, aren't they?
Absolutely. The City Council has a range of diversionary events on throughout the city, including the Finglas Fright Night, Ballymun, the North East Inner City, Ringsend, over in the South Central area in Ballyfermot, and in other areas throughout the city. And there's a huge range of events that are there for people to go and enjoy. They're all family friendly, they're all well organised, they're all very enjoyable and all very well attended as well. And I think every year we see an increase in the people coming to these events, and that's where we would like to see people direct their attention and their energy and come out and enjoy the festival for what it is, which is something to celebrate and something for all the family to enjoy.
Simon, as somebody who, I won't say is in charge of this, but would be far more knowledgeable on the subject than I would, is there a year goes by, despite all our efforts at asking people to exercise caution and care, etc., etc., but is there a year goes by where somebody isn't injured as a result of misuse of fireworks or a bonfire, an incident at a bonfire?
No, I don't think so, Donny. And that's the unfortunate aspect of these things, is that there is always somebody who ends up hurt or injured at some sort of misbehaviour or ill-advised behaviour in and around Halloween, around bonfires or fireworks. And that's crucial to the message we're trying to get out. You know, the bonfires are illegal. The burning of material is illegal. It's dangerous. People end up getting hurt, and there's, I suppose, far more enjoyable and better ways to spend your time. What we're trying to do is minimise the chance of that happening, and I think we've been quite successful in that year on year. We're increasing the amount of contact that we get from members of the public giving us information about bonfire material. We're increasing the tonnage that we collect. We will probably never be able to eliminate bonfires completely, but we're certainly moving in the right direction in terms of minimising the damage and the opportunity or possibility for injury to members of the public or children who are in and around these illegal and unauthorised events.
Now, Simon, I'm looking at a figure here, and it's absolutely astounding. And I'm going to put this in perspective for our listeners this afternoon. 1 ton of material, usually timber, is quite a significant amount, and you would get a fair yay old bonfire out of 1 ton of bonfire material. But last year, Dublin City Council removed 600 tons of unauthorised material for bonfires. I mean, 600 tons, it's beyond even comprehension when you would look at all that stockpiled in one area.
It's an enormous amount. If you were to consider, one massive bonfire, it would be absolutely huge. And that 600 tonnes is material we've diverted away from potentially being burnt. So I suppose that shows the success of what we're doing in terms of minimising and reducing the risk of bonfires and dealing with the threat, I suppose, of bonfires taking place. And ultimately, what happens is that wherever these bonfires are held, they're damaging infrastructure, they're damaging green spaces, they're damaging areas that, generally are used by the community day in, day out during the year. And it takes time and effort and funding, to repair damage that's done. So that figure is very large. It's up on the previous year and up on the year before that as well. And I think it's a measure of I suppose, how engaged the communities are with us now in trying to minimise the bonfires taking place, that we are getting the information and we're getting out there and we're collecting the material. And, you know, we have a significant amount of resources in place in the lead up to Halloween, and particularly in the week before Halloween, to try and deal with the reports that we do get.
And tell me, Simon, has the stockpiling of material started yet? I know we're on the 14th of October here, so we're about two weeks out from the actual date itself.
Thursday, 2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, thereabouts. Like, has the stockpiling started already?
It has, and I suppose we begin to see it around the start of September every year, and it gathers pace then towards Halloween. So we're starting to see the calls coming in. We're starting to see our own crews identify things on the ground and address them as they see them. But that will, I suppose, you know, it'll be enhanced now in the couple of weeks in the run up to Halloween. We'll start to see more and more of it.
And Simon, for people listening to us this afternoon who see the beginnings of a bonfire or the stockpiling of something in their neighbourhood, who do they contact? And I presume it goes without saying that confidentiality is a key word here.
Oh, confidentiality is absolutely paramount, and that's guaranteed. You can report any incident of concern to our customer services centre at 222222 or after hours to 1-800-293949, or you can report online at dublincity247.ie. And all of those reports will be investigated by our teams, and we will remove any material that we discover as quickly and safely as we can. And we have the cooperation, I suppose, of a number of different departments. We have the cooperation of local Gardaí, and we have our own enforcement units as well involved. So, you know, we're well resourced to be able to deal with anything that is reported to us. And for anybody that has any suspicion or any worry that material might be being stockpiled, don't hesitate to give us a call. As I say, there is the daytime number 222222, the after hours, or online at dublincity247.ie.
Yeah, you see, it can all look very innocent, you know, a nice little bonfire, you know, sure, it's just for the kids. And I'm going to use a phrase here, and I'll probably be sanctioned and censured for using it. But you have no way of knowing that some gobshite hasn't come along and put a gas canister or something like that in the middle of it. And once that goes up, boy, you're looking at some damage.
Well, absolutely. You know, that's the danger. These things are not controlled. They're not supervised. You have no way of knowing what, you know, may have been put on already or what's about to be put on to a bonfire. And the fumes, I suppose, from burning material generally are not going to do anybody's health any favours. They're extremely toxic. And then when you get material like tyres being added to a fire, well, the toxicity of the fumes from those things is just, you know, it's unbelievable. Extremely damaging to people's health, extremely damaging to the environment, and something that, you know, we want to try and eliminate in as much as possible. So when it does come to those hazardous materials, I suppose we really are prioritising trying to get those, you know, out of circulation as quickly as possible, and we'll investigate where they're coming from as well.
And of course, you did mention earlier there that the residual damage that's done to green areas where these are predominantly lit, I mean, you can see the burn marks on the ground for ages and ages afterwards. Simon, is there excuse me, do you find that there's a kind of a quid pro quo here, that the more events that Dublin City Council are beginning to roll out and host around the Halloween holiday period, that the more of them that Dublin City Council put in place, the more that people are inclined to engage with you to report these illegal bonfires?
Well, I think the two go hand in hand. You know, the success of the diversionary events points to the fact that people are looking for something to do. They want to be able to come out and celebrate the festival. It is a key time of the year, and I suppose those events have grown year on year in terms of how well they're organised, the extent of the entertainment that's put on, the different types of entertainments that are put on, and I suppose the number of them that are going on through the city. So yes is the simple answer, I suppose. So the success we have in reducing the bonfires and the contact from the public, I suppose, it's in partnership with the events that we're running as well to give people an alternative.
Well, Simon, the only thing I can say is I hope that you and your staff and the public at large have a very happy, but most importantly, a very safe Halloween 2019. Again, Simon, if you wouldn't mind running through those phone numbers and contact details for people who would like to report unauthorised bonfires, please.
Absolutely. The numbers are our customer service centre, 222222, after hours at 1-800-293949, or online at dublincity247.ie, and a full range of events is available on our website, dublincity.ie.
Simon Brock from Dublin City Council, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and I hope that people listening take note and heed the advice given by Simon. Simon, thanks a million for joining us.
Thanks, Tony.